when you make Jesus Lord of your life, and then you need to pray over the book and ask Him to reveal the book to you, because He said no scripture is a private interpretation, but only as revealed to you by the Lord. So if God don't reveal it to you, what do you get when you read it? Nothing. It's the driest book in the world. I'll tell you what, reading the book of Leviticus would be like, it's so dry, it would be like me as an engineer reading a book about a nuclear power plant. You know, it wouldn't be interesting at all, I don't think. But if I walk in that place and the door closed and I can't get out and the book is in there and all of a sudden some of the gauges are beginning to go up in the red, that book would be very interesting. Now you understand where I'm coming from, right? That book about that nuclear power plant would be very interesting. Well, that's kind of like the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy and all those. It's kind of dry reading until you get into the Spirit. And then you realize some of these wonderful things. You think, wow, I didn't know all these wonderful things were in here, Lord. But He'll change your life forever when you get in here and start reading these verses. So what we're doing is we're showing you where sickness and disease actually comes from. I've seen a lot of people say, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Do you know where that's found? Anybody know where that's found? James 4:7. Is that what it says? No, that's not what it says. What did it say? Oh, okay. You see how I can take it out of context? You see? It says, what's the first line? Oh, submit. Oh, here's a woman up here. Submit, she says. So who has to submit to God?
We do.
It don't mean male or female, right? Big, little, short, fat, skinny, tall, it makes no difference. Submit to God, then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How many people that I hear over the years, just resist the devil and he'll flee from you? No, the devil. Who sent the devil? God did. God sent the devil to torment you. Some people said, God would never do something like that to me. Oh, yes, He will. You'll find it in this book. If you're a disobedient daughter or a disobedient son, He will send the devil to torment you. Let's go to the next verse. 2 Samuel 12:15. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the devil struck the child. Oh, it's not what it said. And Nathan departed in it, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and the child was very sick. Now, who struck this child with sickness? Does anybody know why the Lord was so upset with David? Where did this child come from?
Adultery.
Ooh. You think God likes adultery? Even from one of His favorite boys, King David? A man after His own heart? He still didn't like that adultery, did he? So, the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David. Now, isn't that strange? The child that Uriah's wife bore unto David. So, there's rottenness in the camp here, isn't there? First of all, if that's Uriah's wife, David shouldn't have been in bed with her, should he? That's right. He shouldn't have been. But he is a man, and he fell because when he looked down, now here he is, here David is, he's got a whole house, castle, full of beautiful wives. He's got one in every bedroom. You know, he can go to any one of them he wants to. And God give them all to him. I don't understand that since God says, one man, one woman. You know, I can only imagine the hell that David had in his house with more than one woman. Can you imagine that? I have trouble getting along with one. And I even made mine. I said, you know, the other day I was kidding her. She was having a little bit of a problem. And she was having some trouble doing some things. I said, you know what I may have to do to you? I said, now that you've just about reached 60, I said, I may have to trade you in for 230s. Woo! That don't go over too well, does it? You know, she said, I'll be in your house as long as I'm the only woman in your house. So if David had a house full of them, I can only imagine the problems he had. Ooh. I mean, with three or four women in the house, oh my goodness gracious alive. Wow. Those had to be some kind of understanding girls, didn't they? Woo! I don't know about yours, but mine ain't that understanding. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. There's got to be an answer to everything. Praise the Lord. But as you notice here, the Lord was so upset with what his son did, David, when Uriah's wife bore this child, God struck this child with sickness. He didn't want David to do this. He wasn't happy with the boy at all. So because of David's sin, this child is sick. Is that right? Yeah, this child. Did the child have anything to do with this?
No.
Not a thing. Not a thing. Let's go to the next verse. 2 Chronicles 21, 12 through 20. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and has made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a whoring like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also has slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which were better than thyself. Behold, with a great plague will the devil smite the people. How in the world do we get this? Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite the people. Now, how in the world has all these scriptures been in this all these years, and somebody says, God would never put sickness on me? I mean, we've read a whole bunch of places already where he took full credit for this, right? Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people and the... Oh, and thy what? And your children and your wives and all your goods. And you shall have great sickness by disease of your bowels until your bowels fall out by reason of this sicknesses day by day. Now this guy was a wicked guy. When you go a whoring after something else, you better make sure you ain't whoring after another god, huh?
Amen.
Ooh. So he's going to strike you with a plague. Will smite thy people and thy children and thy wives and all thy goods. Lord, all I got to say is be merciful to our president. He's a whoring after another god, far as I'm concerned. When he can stand up there and tell everybody that the God that the Muslims pray to and ours is the same God, let me back off, Lord, before lightning hits him. You know? You know that? I don't want to be nowhere close to him. In fact, I know some of you, most of you don't fly an airplane, but every time Bush comes home, they got a 10-mile no-fly area around his place and then a 30-mile radius no-fly. In effect, if you fly anywhere from Belton to Temple to Waco, you can't go there when he's at home. They will not let you fly down there. Isn't that amazing? All these people have these little airports and everything down there at Waco. They won't let an airplane take off. You can't fly out there. When you have these temporary no-fly zones, and they show up on our computers as purple circles. Well, now then that I'm learning what Bush is doing, I don't want to be in that purple circle. Because I might get the repercussion of fire when it hits him. You know? Behold, with a great plague. Why? What did this guy do? He went a-whoring after other gods, right? And by went a-whoring after other gods, behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people. That was a whole nation. That's us. That's scary, isn't it? And thy children. And thy wives and all thy goods. Because of a leader in a nation. All this come upon the whole bunch. And you shall have great sickness. Talking about him now, the king. You shall have great sickness by disease of your bowels until your bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Boy, that sounds like some kind of bad cancer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. And after, moreover, the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians, and they came up into Judah and broke into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so that there was never a son left him save Jehoshaphat as the younger of his sons. Now, all of this happened because of sin. All of this happened because he's whoring after other gods. Let's go to the next couple of verses. And after all this, the Lord smote him in his bowels. Now, who did? And after all this, after the nation was afflicted, and all the people and all everything, the Lord smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. And it came to pass that in process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, so that he died of a sore disease. And his people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. That's pretty clear. That's a King James. Now, because of his whoring after other gods, a plague came upon the whole nation, and people were made sick, and it brought devastating sickness and cancer upon this king, and he suffered. He didn't just have a sickness that came upon him and killed him overnight, did it? He suffered for how long? 2 whole years. Does sin pay good consequences? No, the dividends sin pays is awful, aren't they? That sin, he goes a whoring after other gods, and just think how many of us whore after other gods. Let me ask you a question. Somebody said, what do you mean by that? Well, let's say, how much time do you spend reading the Word? Well, not enough. Well, that's a wrong answer. Not enough. But they say that all the time. Not enough. Well, I say, how much time do you spend watching TV every day? Oh, 2 to 5. You spend 2 to 5 hours a day watching that terrible thing called a television today, and you don't spend any time with God. You're whoring after another God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.